And we're back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And it's almost fall when many sports fans' passions are ignited by a bunch of grown men bashing into each other on the sports field every Sunday.
That's right. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the National Football League season. The Green Bay Packers and the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks face off tomorrow night, which marks the beginning of the regular season.
The New England Patriots will wait until Sunday for their start against the Miami Dolphins. But we don't have to wait for the weekend to kick off our coverage because we're joined right now in the studio by Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, to talk about the week in sports. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony, and kickoff was very nicely done there. off the coverage.
Glad you approved there.
So to speak.
So, Bill, there's a lot going on in the world of football. So let's start with the headlines. Former Patriot turned Denver Bronco Wes Welker has been suspended. Tell us what we know about this.
Well, I don't know very much. I was not at the Kentucky Derby this year, which is apparently where Wes Welker either took something he shouldn't have taken or was slipped something by somebody who should have realized the consequences for Wes Welker. The party drug known as Molly, and I'll have to take their word for that, too, because I haven't been to a party in years, has apparently been detected in Wes Welker's sample, and so he's been suspended for four games.
Now, he says, I am shocked as everyone. I want to make one thing abundantly clear. I would never knowingly take a substance to gain a competitive advantage in any way. He says he didn't take drugs. He doesn't take drugs. So what do you make of those denials?
They sound very much like the denials that any number of players have issued having been caught. But I don't know. I don't know Wes Welker personally, and who knows, maybe this was in fact a laboratory mistake. I don't have any idea.
Well, Bill, another issue that's really dogged the NFL this year is that of domestic violence. And last Thursday, the NFL responded. They issued a major rule change to its personal conduct policy. So now a six-game suspension for the first domestic violence offense by a player and banishment from the league for the second. So that's a little bit of background because...
Yeah, that's a little bit misleading because what happens with a second offense is you're suspended for a year. You can apply for reinstatement after a year, and they are under no obligation to grant your application for reinstatement. So you could be suspended for a longer period of time. But it's not quite as dramatic as lifetime, which is what people said when it first came out. Okay. Still, it is a harsher penalty than was previously in effect.
Well, and just 3 days after the new rule change went into effect, San Francisco 49er Ray McDonald, I believe, was arrested and booked in California after he allegedly beat his pregnant fiance. And so we have a little bit of tape here from 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh talking about it.
If someone physically abuses a woman and or physically or mentally abuses or hurts a child, then there's no understanding. There's no tolerance for that.
Is the kind of thing where you wouldn't want a person like that on your team?
Yes.
Bill, I mean, one of the issues that critics have pointed out about this new policy is that it's not clear what qualifies as an offense that might trigger these new rules on players.
Well, it's not clear at what point the commissioner acts.
Yeah.
And one of the complaints is that Commissioner Goodell is a prosecutor, judge, and jury in these things. The NFL Players Association hasn't been involved. And so, there is a problem with seeing that as an entirely just system. I think it's also important to point out that this is not a National Football League problem. This is a problem that extends across the entire spectrum. We hear about famous, wealthy athletes when they hit women or beat their wives or otherwise commit felonious acts. We don't hear about the 1.3 million women abused and beaten annually by their partners. And we should, and the situation should change, and the only way it's going to change is for the entire educational system to change so that boys learn that it's not a good idea to beat people up, whatever their gender.
I'm into that. Bill, it's been a long, long summer for fans here in Boston, especially those who follow that other sport where the aim is to throw and hit a small, hard ball. So let's focus on some more hopeful things. The Patriots are playing. Do you like the way I just skipped right over? I didn't even mention the name of the team.
No, and they hit a bunch of home runs the other day, and it's just didn't lay a glove on you.
All right, well, they're in last place, so let's move on. So the Patriots are playing the Dolphins this weekend in Miami, and the Pats are heavy favorites. Lots of of eyes will be watching for Rob Gronkowski, the tight end who was out with a knee injury in the middle of last season. He was cleared to play in the upcoming game against the Dolphins. He announced he would be playing, but Coach Bill Belichick said maybe not. What do you think? Does it make sense to play him in a game that the Patriots are heavily favored to win?
I don't know whether it makes sense to play him in this particular game. I do know that Patriots fans have to be somewhat relieved and encouraged by the fact that not only Gronkowski, but several other players who were hurt either at the beginning or during the course of last season appear to be back and to be healthy. I think the great concern with the Patriots is that Logan Mankins is no longer on the team, and Tom Brady, at least, seems somewhat dismayed by that, which is not surprising since Logan Mankins was one of the guys who was charged with keeping the other team from knocking Tom Brady down.
Yeah. All right. Well, it all begins soon. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which can be heard right here on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks so much.
Always good to see you. Thank you, Anthony.